This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Russia says it is returning more troops and weapons to bases, but NATO declares it sees no sign of a drawdown in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The Russian Defense Ministry has released a video showing a trainload of armored vehicles moving across a bridge away from Crimea, the Black Sea Peninsula that Russia annexed from Ukraine in 2014. A day earlier, the ministry reported the start of a pullback of troops following military exercises near Ukraine. But Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has thrown cold water on those statements.
So far, we have not seen any de-escalation on the ground. On the contrary, it appears that Russia continues the military buildup.
Russia has amassed about 150,000 troops east, north, and south of Ukraine, sparking Western concerns it's planning an attack. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukraine has formally appealed to the United Nations Security Council to discuss a resolution by Russia's parliament on the recognition of the self-proclaimed separatist states in eastern Ukraine. That, according to Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba Wednesday, the Russian parliament's resolution undermines efforts to end the war in eastern Ukraine, Kuleba said, adding that Ukraine was asking for a discussion on Thursday. The United States strongly condemned the Russian proposal. Ukraine said Wednesday Russia was likely behind the largest cyber attacks of their kind on the country, which downed the web portal of the Defense Ministry and disrupted banking and terminal services at large state-owned lenders. The Kremlin has denied involvement in the distributed denial of service attacks, which hit Ukraine at a time when the country is bracing itself for a possible invasion. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is again rejecting his predecessor's claim of executive privilege amid an investigation of the Capitol riot. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's ordering the release of Trump White House visitor logs to the House panel investigating the riot. The records show appointment information for people allowed to enter the White House on January 6, 2020. Trump has tried to keep those and other records private. The White House's top lawyer says the president considered Trump's claim, but decided it was not in the nation's best interest. He'd already waived executive privilege for other information sought by the committee, which is focused on Trump's actions during the insurrection. It's still trying to get information about the then president's personal calls that day. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Four people were killed when a fuel depot was targeted by Syrian government airstrikes in northwest Syria, opposition activists said. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, a Syria war monitor, reported that four people were killed and three were injured in a target on a fuel market in Idlib countryside. Idlib province is the last rebel stronghold in war-torn Syria and is home to about 3 million people, many of them internally displaced. The leader of Hezbollah said Wednesday that the Iran-backed group has been producing drones in Lebanon and has the ability to turn thousands of rockets into precision missiles. A federal report warns that America's coasts will be hit hard by ever faster sea level rise between now and the year 2050. Tuesday's report by seven federal agencies predicts about a foot on average of sea level rise in the next 30 years. That's the same amount as in the past 100 years. The Gulf Coast, especially the states of Texas and Louisiana, will get hit hardest. The Atlantic coast will also see higher than average sea level rise. It will be less on the Pacific coast. Scientists warn that these higher seas from climate change will mean more coastal floods on sunny days when it isn't storming. Sotheby's announced Wednesday that it would offer the largest ever blue diamond to go up for auction at a sale in Hong Kong in April. The auction house said it expected the 15.10-carat blue diamond to sell for more than $48 million. The sale will mark the first time a blue diamond of more than 15 carats has ever gone under the hammer, the press release said. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.